right, the offices are buzzing. It must be Tuesday. Everyone's back at it. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast for this January 21st. Howdy, Dave here. Along with all the audio highlights from today's morning show, we talked about remote starters and how we're longing for them these days. Ozzy Osbourne was on Good Morning America today. There's a new craze sweeping the internet that we will not be participating in here in studio, although all three of us could. John made his Oscar votes. We hit the phones to find out what you would delete in this crazy world if we could. Song Stories Today featured one of John's favorite songs. State Hate was brought up. Scorpions invaded the studio today. Klaus Meine and Matthias Jobs from everybody's favorite German band. And Baby DC got some airtime today as well. Here's what it sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, it wasn't as bad getting out of the car this morning. That wind wasn't there.
I thought it was freezing.
I didn't. Oh, no, it was cold, but can you imagine if it was the wind like yesterday? Yeah. Oh, God.
I saw teens when I got in the car.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Felt appropriate.
Me too. It was like, you know, this is one of those mornings. I don't know if you do this, but some mornings I just get up and then, boom, first thing I do, right outside, start the car. Now I'll drink my coffee.
Oh, really?
You know, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want that thing nice and toasty by the time I get in it.
Yeah, I used to have remote start. Right. No longer the case.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't work with my car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Unless, what do you mean it doesn't work?
It seems, from what the company says, it seems that when it's factory installed, it works. Anybody who puts one in on their own, it just totally F's up.
Mm. Really?
Right? Yeah, so such is life.
Sounds like a scam.
Yeah, and a scam is a scam.
It's a scam.
All right. Mostly sunny today, temperature getting to 36 degrees. So I've got a question for you, all right? Because, you know, the stupidity is a running theme here on the John DeBella Show. We're like thin to herd and just anything we do.
Yep, we contribute.
But the line between brilliance and stupidity is really fine. There's a guy in Scotland, Matthew Davis, right? He found this out the hard way. He decided to rob a bank, right, with a butcher cleaver and a pillowcase.
What is this, gangs in New York?
Over his head. Right, you know, and but something went wrong.
Okay,
what do you think went wrong?
He didn't poke holes in the pillowcase.
Exactly.
Perhaps
he didn't poke holes in the pillowcase for his eyes. Nice. He walks in with a pillowcase over his head, a meat cleaver in his hands, right, and no holes. So what does he do? He lifts the pillowcase, gets caught on camera. Story done.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. Best of all, I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
My question this morning is, there's all of this press, promos all day yesterday on ABC. Because Ozzy Osbourne is going to be on Good Morning America to talk about, well, what has been like the worst year of his life. I've seen quotes from it that, you know, the 2019 was the worst year of his life. Him falling down, the illnesses, all the problems, everybody thinking he's dead, blah, blah, woof, woof. Here's the question I have.
Yep.
Who, of the people who watch Good Morning America, which of them are interested in Ozzy Osbourne? I mean, of all the places Ozzy could have gone to break this story out,
well,
Robin Roberts.
I mean, people probably know him from the reality show that are watching GMA more than anything.
What the reality show from MTV from years ago?
Yep.
Oh, God, I
don't know. I mean, he had all those collabs on his new album.
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Did he do any collabs with Maroon 5?
I don't know. I don't know. But it just doesn't make sense.
It
does not seem the place like, hey, I'm going to go see Ozzy on Good Morning America.
Sharon has daytime TV.
Well, yeah, but she's on a chat show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or come on that show, not Good Morning America.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There was a story that came out yesterday. I didn't have a chance to get to it. Believe it or not, we have taste receptors all over our bodies.
Okay.
All right? I mean, you know, you have them everywhere. The question is can you put food in different parts of your body and taste it?
What?
All right.
I'm curious as to where I have a feeling of where this story is about to go.
Yeah. Well, it's going to become one of those idiot online things. Okay. Because you know where we had the there were the people who would videotape themselves jumping out of the car and running alongside it.
Oh, yeah. In My Feelings Challenge. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank
there,
you, Drake.
There was one of the original ones was the people who put lighter fluid on themselves and lit it on fire.
Yes.
All right.
Planking
right.
Stuff
planking,
like that.
Planking. All right. 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 Well, the new thing because of this report is people on TikTok are putting in pictures of them dipping their nads into soy sauce and claiming they can taste it.
Taylor, have you done this yet? You're the TikToker in here.
I don't think it's...
I'm not signing up for this experiment.
I was hoping one of the two of you would tell me if this is true.
And I do love Chinese food. I had soy sauce last night, as a matter of fact. I'm a soy boy. Steve, do you you look excited about this prospect?
I'm not excited about it, but I just don't see how it's possible. I think you have the taste in your head, which then makes you think, oh, I can taste it by doing this.
I would agree.
You know, as I'm
according to a doctor, just because we have taste buds in an area doesn't mean we can physically taste these flavors. But these people on TikTok swear that they can taste soy sauce.
I mean, when I'm showering, when I'm showering myself, it's not like, oh, I have the taste of soap in my mouth all of a sudden.
Obviously, you're not washing those bits quite enough.
What's the correct way to do it? Are you supposed to get like the sushi soy sauce where it's in a little cup, or do you get the like the packets that come with?
No. It's dipping. It's dipping. It's definitely not spraying it on.
Right,
it's squatting and putting them in there.
I heard you have to add wasabi to really get the essence.
Get the essence of what it is. Okay.
Give it a shot. Text us. Let us
Come
know.
Come on. One of you admit you'll do it. Come on. Somebody try it.
Listen, I've already had Tiger Balm on there before.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
Coming up for Song Stories this morning, The King is Dead and the Breakup It Saved. We'll get to that at 7:10. Cindy's here now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? Yeah. What was your rest of your day like? You know, having the day off because of the holiday yesterday.
I stayed inside all day and I watched...
Did you watch TV? Little Women?
Yes, I watched Little Women.
Okay. All right, fine.
I didn't know if I should say that, but yeah.
That's okay. Well, no. I get it legally, so I just happened to share it with you. That's all.
I loved it.
Right, because I get the vote in the Academy Awards.
So it's you who's been picking those garbage movies, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I don't pick the movies. I just get the vote on them and make sure the good ones win.
Did you vote for that silent movie years ago?
No, I did not vote for that.
Yeah.
Right. I did not vote for that.
Do you have much of an impact?
And I didn't vote for Parasite the other night on the SAG Awards because I get to vote in those also.
Does your vote have as much weight as the Rock Hall vote? Or even less.
Less.
No. My vote actually has more weight than the Rock
does
Hall
it?
Vote. Yes, it does.
Okay.
This isn't like a public thing. I'm a member, so I get to vote.
Oh, fancy.
Right? It doesn't take much to become a member. All you got to do is be in a movie or put out a record.
Well, story in the 80s.
You were a star as an airplane pilot in that movie. Your acting was on par for the time.
You can't shoot that thing in here, dummy. There it is. There's my line, folks.
I'm going to do an on the record on that appearance, actually. Wait for it, folks.
Have you found an episode?
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Oh, I'll break it down. All I'll Zapruder it.
Okay, fine.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for you all, and this has to do with, just like the story we had a little bit ago, of people dipping their nads into soy sauce because supposedly they can taste it. If you could delete anything in the world, all right, and I'm looking for more creative. I don't want to hear about, you know, deleting war or deleting cancer, right? Although it would be great to do those things. Just the stuff that drives you nuts. If you could delete anything,
I got one.
Anything in the world, what would you delete?
Massachusetts? Yes.
I think I know why.
One fell swoop. Let's get rid of them all, especially Boston. No Patriots, no Patriots fans, no Red Sox, Boston Celtics, Bruins, and just the general overall accent that they have up there, which is just horrendous.
Hop in the car.
One fell swoop, Massachusetts gone.
I was in Boston once years ago when I was touring with a band. right? And we had no washer fluid. We had to get the car washed.
Yeah.
Right? So we turned to somebody in the street and said, where's the car wash? Ugh. And he goes, what? Ugh. Where's the car wash?
Oh, God, it gives me chills.
He says, I don't understand what you're saying. I said, where's the car wash? The guy goes, oh, the car wash.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Man. Gone. Delete.
Oh, it's brutal.
Backspace.
Gone. All right, Dave?
My original thought was to get rid of the most deadly animal on Earth, which is the mosquito.
Okay.
Would save a lot of bonfire parties, too, for me. But I don't know. It's too serious, I feel like. So I'm going to go with the need to poop.
I hate
the fact that it's just a part of daily life.
Right.
Sometimes maybe it's a little induced by the plant, but every once in a while I'm just like, I can't believe this is a thing. This sludge comes out of me on a daily basis. It ties me up, puts me in uncomfortable circumstances at work, in dingy bathrooms at gas stations and beyond.
Wow.
Enough.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
All right, so Dave wants to delete pooping. Steve wants to delete Massachusetts. Do you got anything in mind, Cindy?
Well, I was going to say calories, but I'm sort of with Dave.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But
so
it would
got
be
two.
Nice if, yeah, everything you ate had no calories.
Has no calories. All right, well, you want to delete calories altogether.
Yes.
All right. All right, well, I'm curious for everybody else out there. So 215-263-WMGK. If you could delete anything in the world, anything like me, I want to delete, scared drivers.
Oh.
Right, all right, all right. Because there are some people.
Tentative driving,
right,
yes.
It's like, if you're afraid to be in the car, don't drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, without fail, I'm always getting behind some guy who's hitting his brakes because there's a car coming another way on a two-way street.
They're more dangerous than reckless drivers,
exactly.
In my opinion.
Exactly. Get out of the way so reckless drivers like me can get to where they want to go. All right? So what is it for you? If you could delete anything in the world, we got calories, we got pooping, we got stupid drivers, and we have the state of Massachusetts. What would you delete? 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by Benare Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. The Misfits by the Kinks is, I think, not only their greatest albums, but one of my favorite albums of all time. And the Kinks were notorious for constantly being on the edge of breaking up. And it took Elvis Presley's death to save them, and their career continued for almost two more decades. Here's Ray.
I started writing that song about my brother and I breaking up the band, and it's evident in the lyric. And the next day, the television comes on, and Elvis Presley's died. It was like having a film or a story with no ending, but that provided the ending and the impetus for us to keep going.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
State versus state rivalries.
Okay.
State, what states hate what states,
sure.
Right? And if you, and he has his like color-coded map here, right? And look at all these states that like hate California. All of these blue states here.
Oh, wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 different states hate California. But in our area, this is hilarious.
Okay.
Right? In our area, Pennsylvania, New York, and Connecticut all hate New Jersey. Right? But New Jersey, according to the code for what New Jersey hates is everyone.
Wow.
New Jersey hates everyone. But the best is Florida.
Okay.
Do you know who Florida hates the most?
Florida.
Florida.
Yes. You got it.
But what you wanna live.
Self-aware.
In.
The transplants.
It's crazy down in Florida.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No, 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 no.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No, 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 no!
MGK.
And joining us now are Klaus Meiner and Matthias Jabs. Hiya, guys.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
We're doing well. How you doing?
Excellent.
Very
excellent.
Good.
We're here in Germany doing the satellite.
Interview marathon.
Yeah, I can only imagine how many of these you're going through. Going, okay, now it's time for us to talk to our next stranger.
Exactly.
You know, but it's cool. We're very excited to come back to the United States this summer during this residency. We know so many fans from all around the States will come to see us in Vegas. There are even a lot of people here in Europe who are excited to book a trip to Vegas, and we are ready to go.
Let me ask you, because the last time we spoke to you guys, you were done. You said you were done touring. You might do some shows in Germany now and then, and that was it. Have you changed your mind?
Yeah, we were serious back in 2010 when we announced this is going to be the final tour. And we were still thinking it's the last show is sometime in December 2012. We've been around the world twice for that final tour, but, you know, nobody wanted to let us go. And the next thing we heard is in the following January, how about an MTV Unplugged? So we did that in 2013, and then, you know, the fans, the promoters, all the agencies from around the world said, Scorpions, you cannot leave us here. So, you know, we started to tour again, and we realized how much fun this is, and you know, and how the fans from around the world are appreciating what we are doing. So yes, we had to change our mind, so here we are planning a new album and planning a new tour.
Do you guys know who Zappos is?
Yeah, of course. It's a pretty cool theater at Planet Hollywood, but we never been there, but
I think I think it's a place we played in the 80s.
Now I'm talking about Zappos themselves. They are a online shoe company. So make sure they're paying you in cash.
Oh really?
Okay. Okay.
No, we didn't know that.
I thought it's that lighter.
That's a Zippo. Yeah,
that's Zippo.
Lost in translation.
Yeah, that's a good. Hey, close enough.
You know, but if they make rock and roll boots, that's cool
there
with
you
us.
Go.
Yeah. But we didn't know that.
No.
Steve, you had a Klaus question.
Yeah, Klaus, so I saw that you had some vocal problems back in the early 80s, and your doctor told you to find a new profession. What did you go through to get things right and to get back with the band and be able to sing the way you had before?
I went through hell, actually. I had surgery on my vocal cords twice. I was hoping to be ready to record songs for the album Blackout. It was such a challenge when you was not allowed to talk for weeks and weeks. Fortunately, the band was very much behind me, supporting me. And when I came back, I went into the studio, was not allowed to say a word. So they played me the tracks, you know, and I made some notes on a piece of paper saying, this sucks and I love this, you know. And they had our friend Don Dokken was in there to do some on the pre-production and put on some working vocals so they could work with the songs while I was not there. But when I came back, unfortunately for Don, you know, we erased all of it, and I sang it myself. Since then, I tell you, I'm on the longest encore in my life.
Speaking of encores, and I want to get to one concert in particular. Back in 1985, you're doing the Day on the Green Festival in Oakland, and you had an interesting way to get to the stage.
Yeah, I
think you're talking about taking a stretch limo for about 50 yards from the dressing room to the stage.
The limo's already 20 yards.
That's a boss move.
Yeah.
Did you tip your driver even?
Probably. The last 10 yards I was talking about was the car itself.
Yeah, even Metallica were shocked.
I mean, that was right after the brain surgery, listening to Rocky Like a Hurricane.
That is rock and roll.
That is rock and roll. All right. Well, the Scorpion Sin City Nights with special guest Queensryche is going to be happening at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, the Zappos Theater. They'll be there from July 4th to July 25th. Gentlemen, it is always great to talk to you. Happy New Year to you, because this is the first and last time I'll get to speak to you this year.
It's great fun. Yeah, thank you so much.
We love it.
Thank you.
Cool.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So the question at hand this morning, you know, here it is, the new year. We've all, you know, had gone through our resolutions. Maybe you're still keeping yours. Maybe you've already lost yours. Maybe there's something in your life that you just want to get rid of. Imagine being able to delete anything in your life. If you were going to delete one thing that just drives you nuts, right? And, you know, and everybody wants to delete war or cancer, stuff like that. I'm talking about something that just drives you crazy, right? What would it be, Steve?
Massachusetts. The state, the entire thing. Gone.
You want it gone because you hate Boston that much that you're willing to wipe out the entire state.
The teams, the people. The accent.
Okay, all right.
We'd had three Super Bowls by now, if that were the case, probably.
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
Dave?
For me, it's obvious. Get rid of pooping. The need to poop. We don't need it. It's a disgusting waste of time. I want to be Kiefer Sutherland from 24. Never have the need. You won't see me in there.
And get phone signal no matter where you go.
Sure, tack that on.
So I want to get rid of nervous drivers. People who are just uncomfortable driving a car, making the world a much more dangerous place.
That's great.
I'm telling you, every day without fail, there's this curvy road that I drive down, and it's a hill. And every time this person sees the curve happening or another car coming the other way, they hit the brakes.
Yep.
They hit the brakes. And it's like, come on, what do you think is going to happen? So we want to know if you're going to delete something. Oh, my God, the phones are already ringing up a storm here.
Nice.
So if you're going to delete something, what's it going to be? Let's start with this guy right here. This should be James. Okay, James, if you could delete anything in the world, anything, just hit the delete button, it is gone. What do you want to delete?
I want to delete those robocalls. They get you from your own area code. You think it's somebody you know. Dude, getting fed up with it. I want to strangle them.
My neighbor yesterday got a robocall from his own phone number.
Oh,
I'm standing outside talking to him. He's telling me that. Yeah, it's only gotten worse.
Brad, what do you want to delete?
Rude people.
John?
I want to delete people that knock on my door with a clipboard and a pen and want to change my life forever.
Bill, what do you want to delete?
I want to delete the people trying to sell me a car warranty that I don't have a car for.
Bob, what is it?
Tailgaters.
Tailgaters.
No, you can't be in that big a hurry to get anywhere. I'm sorry.
Well, when you keep hitting your brakes every time a car's coming the other way, I can be. Jim, if you could delete anything in the world, what would it be?
It would be eating altogether.
Eating altogether.
It's one of life's greatest pleasures.
Oh, no. It would cut down on pooping. It would cut down on calories. It would save a lot more money, and I'd be able to buy a lot more guns.
Now, are you pandering to me? Yeah. The no pooping and the buying of guns?
Ryan, what do you want to delete?
John, I want to get rid of New York Mets. Fans, team, everything. I despise them.
They kind of get rid of themselves every year, though, Ryan.
All right.
Yeah, that is true, but I cannot stand them.
You know what? I do have a favorite thing about the Mets, though. I have to admit.
What's that?
Nobody chokes like the Mets.
No.
That's true. Delete the Mets.
Have a good morning. Marty.
Hey, John DeBella, how are you?
I am fine.
My middle name.
What's your middle name?
Aloysius.
Well, listen, Marty, my middle name is Belgo.
Obviously, Marty is not giving up alcohol. He's not deleting alcohol at all.
Stay strong with that weird middle name, Marty.
Yeah, that's it. Stay strong, Marty. Peg, what do you want to delete?
I want to delete those stupid family car stickers on the back of cars. With the soccer balls and the kids,
yeah, and the little baby kids, and the dog and the cat and the different sized children. Yeah, I'm totally with you. I did see a van once that had the damn stickers going across like a minivan.
Yeah.
It went across the entire window from left to right. You don't need a van. You need birth control.
Exactly.
All right, Daryl, what would you delete? If you could delete anything in the world, what do you want to delete?
I want to delete the fact that you said on radio about Steve Perry and Jerry going, because now every time I hear it, I'm trying to count how many times he's doing it. I'm like, I can't believe this. Here I am, one, two, then I lose track. I'm like, okay, I'm going to give up.
John ruined Journey for you. Nice.
You didn't ruin Journey for me. No, they're a great band. But it's just the fact that you brought that up, and now every time I hear it, I remember that you were talking about that.
By the way, there's 4.5 minutes of Nanas in Hey Jude.
Okay.
Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There is a video. I caught this the other day, and I didn't get a chance to say anything about it. There's this guy who videotaped his kid, right? Baby's name is Ryan, and just videotaped an infant, and the baby making noises, you know, kind of like. Right?
Cooling,
and then for
okay.
a year, yeah. you know, he just kept doing it over and over again, right? And all the different noises that the baby made. And eventually he realized that what he could do with those sounds.
Whoa, yes. Well done, Dad.
Let you hear this. That's the kid beating on the sofa.
That's awesome.
Oh.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.